open source and say, set of people, they don't care about money, there's no business being done, it's all free. And that's not true. What you've done is created an open marketplace where users and developers can have a conversation. And the users are quite willing to pay the developers for value. They're willing to pay them for support, services, even for software within the context of that market. What we've done is we've taken an industry, I think, that had gone to a very closed point. We've taken an industry that had turned into software vendors in an ivory tower behind closed walls, creating some product, throwing it out, and then marketing to the users. That is telling them, this is what you want, this is what you should use. We really changed that and broken down those walls and enabled the end users to speak to the developers, to have a conversation, and create a much open environment for that, a much more open environment for that conversation. That's all good. Within that context, there's a lot of business getting done. Recent IDC numbers show $1 billion in Linux servers this year. That's a big business. And there's a lot of software. Companies like IBM don't invest multiple billions in Linux and open source unless there's real dollars flowing there. And there are. And we've just enabled that by creating an open environment. I think it goes to I think there's an important point here that goes to something I said earlier about enabling mid-market and smaller companies to take advantage of some of these pieces of software. When you have a piece of software that only the largest companies can use, and it costs millions of dollars, there's a very small market, relatively speaking, for that software. Maybe a $2 or $3 billion market. But frankly, compared to a small and medium business and enterprise market, $2 or $3 billion is small. If you take that piece of software and you lower the cost from a few million to a few thousand, suddenly you've multiplied the number of potential users by a hundredfold or a thousandfold, and you've grown that market from being a $2 or $3 billion market to being a $20 or $30 billion market, right? In some sense, Microsoft got this right, and Microsoft understood this. Microsoft took the cost of software from being very expensive down to a point where we look today and think $100 or $200 is a lot of money. But if you go back, those same kinds of software, 20 years ago was much more expensive, and Microsoft greatly expanded the market. A similar example is the PC, the use of computers. You could go back 30 years and people would say, there can only be four or five computers in the whole world, right? And now what we've got is everyone's got two or three computers. Well, why? The cost has come way down. You've got computers now in the sub $500 price range. And bringing the costs way down vastly grows the market. And I think that's what we'll see with open source. I want to try and guess sort of what is a fair market value on the commerce that goes through SourceForge.net. I think it's probably better just to look at what goes on in the Linux industry and just try and get numbers out of that. Because it's very tough to try and put dollars around something like that. There's obviously a lot of transactions that go on there in terms of users getting software, people building software, developers, all those pieces. But I don't know if you can tie a dollar number to that. Or I don't know how to tie a dollar number to that.